Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
All right, welcome to Cash Flows. We're glad you're here. I'm your host, Cash Matthews, and this show is based on a philosophy of fire, aim, ready, and it's about taking the next step in life, whether it be your relationships or your business, your health, your money. And what we do is something that, you know, I wish we'd had in the third grade, Kenneth, is this ability to copy off our neighbors. You know, in third grade, I got busted copying off a friend. And then I got literally busted. And it was my Aunt Dorothy who was my teacher. And that's not what it felt like. That sounded happy. And she asked me why I was copying off my buddy. And I said, because he's smarter than me. And, you know, it doesn't make sense until you're about 25 that that's okay. Yeah. And sorry to all the teachers out there for whom that's a problem, but I built a career copying off the person next to me, asking lots of questions, and that's where fire, aim, ready comes from. It's about this idea of taking action, not perfect action, just taking action. And so what we do here at Cash Flows, we bring people in from around the country that are doing something with their lives, that they're taking efforts, they're making steps, and along the way, they acquire wisdom. They come onto this show and they share their story, their path, and their wisdom with you. So we are glad you're here. And before we fire aim ready, I'd like to introduce our executive producer, Mr. Kenneth Buckham. Kenneth.
Howdy.
How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
You know, I was kind of 7 out of 10 this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I'm better.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
You know, I'm not an exaggerator. I'm probably 8 out of 10 right now.
Okay. So we moved from a 7 to an 8. That's good.
Yeah.
I had a friend that I grew up with that would always say, see if I can do this in the correct order, that he is alive, awake, alert, and enthusiastic.
Oh, that's a lot of things.
And he would say it faster than that, of course.
That sounds like multitasking.
Yeah, well, it is. And he does because he's a pilot, but anyway.
All right.
That's another thing.
Very cool.
Well, so Cash, we like talking about a little piece of daily wisdom. We've been sharing some things with entrepreneurs in each of our episodes. And, you know, for our listeners, I'd like to welcome them to the part of the show that we call
Biz Bites.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I like this.
It's fun. We love the music, too.
Give
That's
it a
why
few seconds. Let it build. Let's get in the
biz
mood
bites.
To get a Biz Bite here.
Biz Bites. Biz Bites?
We're just like all dancing, having a good time.
I have no
Listeners
idea.
Listeners are like, what's going on over there?
What does that even look like from the outside? Because I actually, you know, I'm going to come in here late at night and like dance around and play the Biz Bites theme.
I totally believe that you would look for that on this board whenever I'm not around.
Yeah, I don't even know how to turn it on. So,
all right. Well, that power button's in the back.
Don't tell me that.
Okay.
I'll be tempted. I don't want to do that. Well, thank you for that. I want to share a Biz Bite with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, philosophically, the last 42 years, I have worked a lot with entrepreneurs. It's been the great joy of my life. But when I was younger working with entrepreneurs, I only had a little bit to give. But in the last, you know, few decades, you begin to learn, what does it take to run a business? What does it take to be successful? And right now, there are people on their knees going, man, why am I not making it? You know, you got to help me. How can I get help? And you must understand the fundamentals and the stair steps to success. And there are 4 of them that are very distinct. There are probably others. Somebody can make up some. These are the 4 that I've seen. Number 1, you must be very good at what you do, technically good. Just because you know how to fill out a form doesn't mean you're good at selling the product. It doesn't mean you understand the product. It doesn't mean much. But, you know, we actually have a chef here today who's going to talk about some business building ideas and her path. And let me tell you, if she wasn't really good at what she does, she wouldn't have a business. And this is the first place to start, is in the mirror. Am I good at what I do? And if you're not where you want to be competence-wise, make a commitment. Start to read more. Go to seminars. Find a mentor. Find a tormentor. Your tormentor are those people that show up on the phone and go, hey, have you paid your bill yet? And if that's not going well, you got to make a change. You've got to get a little better. If you could get 2% better each week in a year, you're 100% better. So step number 1, you must be great at what you do. Step 2 is this. You must know how to run a business. Maybe you're great at what you do and you're great at making pies, but how are you at taxes and HR and implementation and marketing and being the janitor? You got to be great at running your business, because you can be really smart and not know how to run a business, and you're going to fail. Or you can be really great at running a business, but you're not very good at what you do. The same result happens. Number three, block number three, stair step number three, is you must know marketing. You've got to get your name out there somehow. Just being on Facebook, well, I mean, that's worked for a few, but you have to find a way to gently work yourself to the front of the line. You've got to be in the right place at the right time, but you also have to be the right person. And first step in marketing is letting people know you exist. If you're a brand new entrepreneur, man, be cautious about it, because if you've entrepreneured about 10 different things in the last year, you're going to kill your market when you go back in and go, oh, here's my new thing. You know, here's my next new thing, the next best thing. Be careful, but introduce it professionally. If you don't know how to write very well, get a copywriter. $100-$200, they'll make it sound phenomenal. Marketing is letting people know you're there, gently working yourself to the front of the line, and becoming known in your community. Man, those are the best things I can tell you. But number four is more important. Number four is this. You have to have balance in your life. You have to find a balance. You can't just be Worker Joe. You just can't be, you know, you just can't be that person all the time, because we all have lives. We all have a spouse and kids or a girlfriend or family that we love. And man, I hope you love those people more than you love your job. But those things get out of balance, and here's what happens. You become who's who in business, but you become who's he at home. And you don't want to end up in that spot. Now, you know, obviously, to have some success, you got to put your head down, go hard, but you can't do that for, you know, more than a season. Man, I want to encourage you, not discourage you. You have to have a solid balance in your life, in your physical life, in your spiritual life, and your hobbies matter. You know, and it's hard for me to imagine that God would give us all these, this intellect to imagine all these things we want to do, but not the ability or the time to do it. Life is uncertain. Business is uncertain. The more you stick to the path, the more certain it is. If you want to reach out to me or Kenneth Bockham, email us at cashflows@tulsabong.com. Is that it?
That's correct.
Cashflows. We just set it up. I don't know.
Yeah, just in case.
Our show's still called Cashflows?
It is.
All right.
The moment.
Well, Cash wants to flow over here and introduce Shannon Gerken. Shannon Gerken, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. This could be fun.
Oh, it'll be fun indeed.
Yeah, so before we get going, I'm going to read out your main website, gerkencreatives.com, G-I-R-K-I-N creatives.com. Two quick ones, eventstaffingtulsa.com and memorieswithlucille.com. That's like one of the coolest things ever, memories with Lucille. Lucille. Is it Lucille?
Lucille.
Okay, I was like Lucille.
And she's just as crazy as the character, I promise.
Okay, well, very, very, very cool. Well, we're here with Shannon, and we're going to have a fun next little bit. And Shannon, we met at the Tulsa Bong event.
We sure did.
And could you tell us your experience or your perception? Say something nice about it.
So,
if not, we have a script.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the bong, and I feel like you can succeed so much more if you're surrounded by people chasing the same thing you are.
Yeah.
So really stepping out of my comfort zone and kind of trying to meet all these new people, doing all of these different things, it's really helped open my mind to new opportunities,
right,
new ways to grow, new ways to market. I've just enjoyed having a good time with other people that are really stressed.
We're supposed to have a good time.
We're all in the same boat.
And yeah.
I mean, I enjoy company, so.
Yeah, okay.
It's been nice.
Now, one of our recent visitors on the show was Scotty Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
I
like to call myself her number one fan.
Number one fan. Well, okay. Well, that's. No, I am.
Right?
That's funny to have people who are like trying to get in line to be your biggest fan.
Would fight over that.
Whenever you're authentic and just following your passion, I feel like people fall behind you and respect that.
Yeah, she has a lot of fans.
Definitely.
Yeah. Man, what an exciting time for people. Like, I just, everywhere I go, there's somebody doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe this has been happening the whole time, but I've just been seeing it more and more often. But you also work with Scotty, right?
Yeah. So I've worked in Magnolia once she first started and kind of helped her get the ball rolling, making products and stuff. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
I like crafty stuff. So I was like, this is awesome. I can do all of this and not make a mess at home.
Yeah, but you like when she has an event, though, and we're going to talk about your business in a second, yeah. But you are there catering.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like her catering person.
Anything she needs, I'll do for her.
Yeah.
Party she throws, I'm down.
For those wondering how relationship marketing works, that last sentence, I will do anything for her, that is the essence of why networking works, because we meet people, we become friends, and money follows somehow.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you do it in the reverse order, I don't know, it's just kind of yucky.
Right.
And that's why we don't have too many people that come in with their business cards and kind of speed hump your leg, you know, to – can
don't
I say
be
that?
A poodle.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You have to include the poodle if you're going to talk about the leg.
Yeah, now. Don't be a poodle. Yeah. I don't have to tell the story, do I?
Not the whole story. But I was at a little bit of context.
Yeah. I was at an appointment. Dog humped my leg, fell asleep. It bothered me. And then I do lots of sales training in the financial industry. And one day I went, you know, the average salesperson is kind of like that poodle that got on me. You know, they just kind of want to, you know, run in and run out. And I think it's a slower process.
They want to get what they want and leave.
That's a nice way to put it.
That's a very nice way to put it.
So Shannon, give us an overview of your primary company, okay. What you do. I know you're in the, I mean, to me, it's creative that you do catering.
Yeah, I kind of just fell into that.
Yeah, so tell us about what's going on in your life work-wise. Let's start there.
So I just kind of found a passion and hobbies in crafting and doing, honestly, whatever someone would pay me to do.
Okay.
In that sort of sense. So I kind of just started Gherkin Creatives to help me with my clients that I started planning more for,
right.
Decorating more for, and then everything else just complements each other. So starting one business is easy to start another one whenever you use that service,
right?
Kind of thing. So it's kind of led into a pyramid of business.
Right.
I don't know. I never would have expected that of myself. But
so which is one cool. Your primary? Is one your favorite?
So I mean, I would say Lucille's probably my favorite just because she's fun and everyone loves her and I want to be her.
Well, tell our listeners what Lucille's is.
So Lucille is a 1971 Shasta Compact. She's renovated into a high resolution photo booth. And then we also took out the back window and put some taps in there so she can run beverage services out the back end.
Beverage services, mm-hmm. Sprite, Coca-Cola, that
absolutely.
Kind of stuff.
Okay. Whatever you want.
So it's like an RV trailer that got converted?
Is yes.
That, yeah.
It's
okay.
Just a really tiny vintage one.
Very cool.
That is, she had it out at Diaper Days. At,
yeah.
I Diaper at Kirstie Ray's.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
And it was really like a cool thing.
Thank you.
And I only got to peek in one time.
Right.
Because
that's
I need to slow down a little bit maybe. But that's obviously like the cool thing. You bring it out, it's set up, it's ready to go.
Right. She's just a little party on wheels and what's there not to love?
Wow. That's tremendous. And what about cooking food and serving food? Because that's the stuff I've seen you doing, there was a plate involved in
yes.
Nachos or
oh,
whatever.
I like food.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like any meeting is complete without a snack
right.
For the most part. I don't know. So I kind of don't love cooking all of the food or anything. So a lot of it is I prefer setting it up, keeping it nice, presenting it.
Right.
Presentation is key.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Well, you just did Chen Doan's wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was an interesting setup.
It was
they had
an eclectic
food,
group of
food booths
food
on two sides. And it was... I can't remember. Where was all the food from? It was awesome. Vietnam,
obviously.
It was
from a couple different places. So yeah. She was able to arrange the food that she wanted, the
right.
Menu that they really wanted, and just have it all delivered to the kitchen. And I bring all the equipment, set it all up, and run the show. And it goes great. That way everyone gets what they want, and it's presented how they want.
Yeah, that was a special event.
And it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those restaurants don't do big caterings because they don't have the staff for it.
Right.
Or they don't have...
Yeah.
The equipment for that setup.
Right.
So being able to step in and kind of be the middleman has just taken off.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Yeah, good service has kind of gone away.
Yes.
You know, we're hosting a prom this weekend, and it's at a particular place here in Tulsa. I don't want to say their name. I don't want to promote them, and I don't want them to sue me.
Oh.
And, we had our prom there last year, and the service was awful. Mm. And here I am in my tux, and I was a waiter, man. I was the guy bussing tables.
It's harder whenever you've been on the other end.
Yeah. Well, I got it done. Like, I found four of my people at the prom and said, hey, we can't start until these tables are bussed. And, mm-hmm. you know, the people that we hired to do it are over there talking on the phone. And so we all kind of jumped on. And if you'd like to email me to find out what place to avoid, I will not say it in public. But yeah, and we're at the same place because we signed that contract a year ago.
Right.
And so we have to be there. We have to endure this one more time.
And well, hopefully they step up their game.
They're not going to step up their game.
Yeah, I know, but.
I
like to be hopeful.
I was a monthly patron of said place
for
a couple of years, and I left. Like, okay.
It's kind of eye-opening sometimes.
It's Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, we've said it.
Sorry. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Chuck E. Cheese is awesome. They would never do that.
That's right. Did you know they sell their pizzas at Walmart now in the
pizza area? I think I saw that. Yeah.
I was like, what?
Okay.
Anyway,
I'm triggered. Can you hit pause and I'll be back in an hour?
Okay. Yeah, just a moment.
So you have a lot going on. You have three businesses.
Yes.
So what's your family makeup? Like, do you have kids, husbands, wives? Yes. Can I say that? I just messed up there.
I wish I had a few sister wives. I'm not going to lie. I think it would be a lot easier. I am married.
Okay.
We've been married since 2009. We have three kids. They're 10, 9, and 4.
Wow.
I also did foster care for 2 years whenever my first two were little. So I had three for a while, and they were 1, 2, and 2.
Wow.
It was crazy. I don't suggest three kids like that.
Right. Wow.
But you do what you have to do, and you kind of just make it work. And I didn't start any of this until after that.
Right. How long did you foster?
For 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
It was crazy.
God bless you.
Thank you.
That is, I don't know. That's phenomenal. That's the ultimate.
I take a lot of pride in it now. It wasn't the easiest process or the funnest thing, but it is really rewarding to be a part of a kid's just foundational makeup. I mean, whenever they're that little, that's the starting point for a lot of our adult things.
Yeah, we start to form our personalities right away. And, you know, those are formative years, and that's important.
I just pray that it sticks with her, and when she's ready, she'll find me, and I get to experience it all again.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. Well, how do you... So with your businesses and your family and your children, how do you balance it? Because that was one of our points here on the end, is you better have a balanced life. You know, do you have family hobbies? Do you have family game night? What's dinner like? I want to hear about the family dynamic before we go on.
We do try to eat dinner as a family at the table, old school style, you know, all together, all talking. I want to hear about school. What'd you eat at lunch? How did you do? What did so-and-so say, were they mean again today? You know, I mean, otherwise you lose touch with them really fast.
Yeah.
It's easy to drown in it. My husband is probably the biggest support. I know I wouldn't be able to do any of it if he wasn't such a great dad.
Right.
And he steps in to help me whenever I'm down a man or someone calls in sick. He jumps in.
Right. Got it. Well, you have a business that's not, it can't be planned out 100% because if you're hosting an event at a venue, I mean, there's it's just full on chaos.
There's always a lot of variables,
right?
Is what I like to call it,
right? And it's it's everything, and your job is to make sure that they don't see any chaos and that you experience all the chaos,
right?
And that's we're curious why you chose that,
right? I don't know. I have a hard time with balance. I'm not going to lie. I fall off of that little balancing contraption a lot. But trying to just focus on the work and then focus on the kids whenever they're home. So, I mean, it's kind of like what they always tell you with the new baby. You eat when they eat, you sleep when they sleep.
Right.
You work when they work while they're at school.
Yeah.
And then doing my own businesses, I've been able to do that. Whereas, you know, kind of having a 9-to-5, it makes it a lot harder being on else's schedule, someone else's agenda. It's been nice being my own boss.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't know each other.
My house isn't run as tight as the company's, so that, maybe
that's usually
I need to work
the case. Well, you know, you can be out of balance and then you get back in balance and that creates balance. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect balance. You just have to kind of be going in that direction.
I learned recently I'm a type 1, so perfectionist is here. And learning that, I was like, I would never consider myself that. But then reading it, I was like, oh, God. Nailed it.
All right. You know? We're going to go to a break in a minute, but I want to ask you, you know, you're one of your goals is to impact the lives of others. That's something you've said. You know, how do you do that? Because you're an employer in that respect. Do you breathe that into your employees as well?
I really try to. Whenever I have someone work with me, I am there.
Right.
So, I mean, we talk, we get to know each other, and I just know sometimes all we need is just someone to show us the way. Sometimes it's someone to say something a certain way. And sometimes it's just someone giving you a chance.
Right.
And so I kind of just try to give people a chance and breathe that into them, let them know, look at what I did. You can do this too.
Right.
Find your passion and run. Like, I can tell you don't want to be doing these dishes, and that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. I'm going to pay you good for it.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to try to help you figure out what your spark is and do it. And if I can support you and use that business in my business, let's go.
Very cool. Well, I appreciate those words. Before we move on, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Elevate Coworking is where local business owners connect, collaborate, and grow. We offer a community of tools and resources to fuel your passion and your productivity. Elevate your future with us, where success is not just achieved, but celebrated together.
All right, and thank you to Elevate Coworking. We're here high atop the lovely Elevate Coworking, you know, mega story building.
Mega structure.
Mega structure. Yeah, pretty awesome.
It's magnificent.
But I'm guessing the other 20 stories are below ground because when I drove up, it looked like a one-story place.
It's smart these days to have a bunker.
Yeah.
I'm not against the idea.
I wouldn't mind having like a fort.
I feel like maybe we didn't get the full tour because I think maybe she does have probably 20 stories below ground.
That's like a fantasy.
We'll have to check in with her on that.
A closet door and then you look in and there's another door behind it and you wiggle it open and there's a stairway down and it's well
there
lit and safe and full of peanut butter.
You know, I got to say, Cash, you talk about your stories of third grade. My story in third grade is when I'm not paying attention to the teacher, I'm drawing pictures and it's almost always underground structure in a cave.
Wow.
Just like what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, things are looking up on the underground structures.
I guess so, yeah.
Very well. We are here today with Shannon Gherkin. You can find Shannon at gherkincreatives.com. And she has a lot going on here in the Tulsa community. She's a mom. She runs 3 businesses. She's a wife. She's got a lot going on. And we just finished talking about, you know, developing people and breathing into people. And I think you said something beautiful, give people another chance, give people a second chance. And, you know, so what about the culture at work? What's the culture like with you and how many employees do you have?
It depends on the
event.
They're
all contractors. Mm-hmm. Every event is different.
Yes.
I'm sure they love to work for you because you pay them well and you're nice to them.
Hopefully.
Those are kind of the 2 of the basic things.
Like to think it's pretty important.
So how do you describe the culture where you guys are doing what you're doing?
So typically it's a wedding or big event with a lot of people. So, I mean, my culture is just let's have a good time and let's get our job done.
Right.
The better we are and the quicker we are, the more likely we are to get to do this again. And that usually is enough to feed them to strive to have a good time and get the job done, you know, with a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, really a lot of fun to just go to people's parties, you know, and sure, you have to clean up a little bit, but that's a pretty awesome party.
Yeah.
That you got to be.
I didn't want to tell you this, but there was a group of us watching you.
Oh, yeah.
At Chen's wedding. Like, there she is. But you look pretty
happy. Oh, I was in my zone. No, yeah, I love it.
You were like.
Oh, I feel so important.
You were juggling like 10 different plates. And yeah. I'm like, man, I'm okay. I'm glad it's her, not me.
Right.
Yeah. But people notice, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my point is people notice when you're joyful. People notice when you're having a good time.
Oh, absolutely.
People also notice when you're grumpy and you don't want to be there.
Right.
And those people are generally unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So you're acting, though, in the role of a mentor to a degree to the people who show up and earn a living with you. What about mentorship in your world? Have you used mentors or people you've collaborated with that have made a big difference?
I try to approach every collaboration as a mentorship.
Okay.
Everyone has something to learn.
Yeah.
And everyone has something to offer. Being involved with Scotty a lot has helped me tremendously. She's done incredible things and has a beautiful family. And that, I feel like, helped me take the giant leap of faith of just, let's go. You know, I can do anything.
Right.
You know, and then meeting all of these people at the Bong events and kind of seeing how they're doing and what they're doing and how it just started as just a simple idea.
Yeah.
And they're doing amazing. I mean, how do you not ride that high with them? You know, oh, hey, I got this. Let's go. You know,
there we have a story brewing in the Bong group that is extraordinary. And everybody knows this person. And they don't know her story. Mm-hmm. And I've been getting it a piece at a time. And then we started talking money the other day. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, you went from zero to hero in 2 years. And that started in this room. And it's like, I won't say I was crying my eyes out, but, you know, because they're still here. But I certainly tested their sticking power.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other stories brewing right now. And I am in the greatest seat in the world. I get to see people like you that just do it.
Right.
Like, they figure out how to do it, and they make money, and they make a difference. And anyway, but yeah, there are some stories brewing. And when you said that everybody has something to contribute, this particular one is going to be the least of us contributing something. I mean, it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
She just hadn't talked about it.
Well, that's good.
And said she. I just,
uh-oh.
I just cut the odds in half of keeping it a secret. Anyway, I love watching people.
I do too.
And I've got this. You know, when we started the Bong, I just wanted to meet a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And our first goal was to get 50 people in the group.
I heard about Bong a long time ago. It took me almost 2 years to actually join and be active.
Yeah. Well, we're 2 years and a month old, I think now. Mm-hmm. 2 years and two, something like that. Just over 2 years. I just wanted to meet a few people, and I was like, God, wouldn't it be great if one day this had 50 people in it?
And look at you did it. As
we sit here,
we were all really lonely and just needed a leader, Cash.
But I'm in the group too. You know, it's as we sit here, Kenneth, the group will hit 6,000 members.
That's incredible.
Yeah. 2 days ago, we had 5,800. Yesterday, we had 5,900.
I've been seeing the list of all the names. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot of vetting.
That's a lot of profiles to read.
Yeah. Right.
So if there's 6,000 in the group, there's 7,000 that didn't make it. We vet the group very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a group of special people. And not everybody really engages, but you've engaged.
I try to.
Well, you're doing your thing.
Right.
You don't want to come to a networking event and learn how to make money and skip making money. That's called not working.
Right.
It sounds the same. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't help but look. It is 6,000 members, 219 added in the last week.
Wow.
That's insane.
Wow.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they're all in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like everybody.
It is. Yeah.
Greater Tulsa, yes. But
so, okay. So you see everybody as having some value.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's a philosophy that I wish more business owners. And I think that business owner employee relationship is damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And in my many years of doing business, it seemed like most of the employees worked as little as they could to get from being fired, and the employer paid them as little as they could to keep them from quitting. Mm-hmm. And there's this standoff, and it's hard to reach a collaborative agreement as employer. Do you see trouble in the modern workforce today? Has that been a problem for you?
Yeah. The more I do the entrepreneur thing, the more I'm like, ooh, I don't like the man, you know? And my husband has the regular job, and I'm just like, you're such a minion. But they're also necessary.
You called your husband a minion? Okay. Well, that was awesome. So what, I mean, I know you've had a lot of advice. You've had a lot of people contribute to you. What's the most unexpected piece of advice that you've had in this endeavor?
So I had a science teacher in alternative school, and he always said, it's not what you know, it is who you know.
Right.
So you guys better start being good to each other.
Yeah. All right. That's important.
But I mean, it's what you know, it's not who you know. And someone at one of the Bong meetings mentioned this book, Who Not How.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that sounds like a pretty good read. So I jumped on it, read it. Absolutely, 100%. Just right. Reinforced what he had said all those years ago.
It's about relationships.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, if we hadn't started the Bong, you wouldn't be here.
Right.
I'd be talking to the wall.
It'd be super awkward.
I have zero doubts that you would literally be talking to the wall.
I'm going to take that as the compliment I'm sure you intended.
That's right.
All good things.
Okay, so you've been at a lot of weddings. Like, I want some of the behind. What's the wildest thing that's ever happened at all a right. wedding with you present?
So there was one where the maid of honor was the bride's sister.
Maid of honor, bride's sister. Okay.
A lot of back history, but the gist of the story, security ended up having to remove her from the bathroom. She was coming out of the bathroom completely naked. Wow. And just, you know, screaming, throwing a fit. And that's the craziest thing I have ever seen.
So she got out of her floofy bridesmaid.
Yeah, I guess she got tired of that dress, was uncomfortable, it was hot, and that's all.
See, guys don't do that.
Well, right? They're the usually. Ones, like, throwing punches in the back.
Well, I mean, that makes sometimes.
That's happened once or twice, too.
So you've seen a few fights?
A few. You know, nothing gets good family tension like a wedding. But it also brings out the funniest, the best. I mean, being behind the bar at a wedding, you get to hear everything about all the aunts and uncles. It is so much fun.
That's Annette over there. Don't light a match around her.
So I love people watching.
Yeah. Wow. So any like ultra embarrassing things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I probably shouldn't
probably
say.
Probably shouldn't say that. Okay.
But it's a good one.
That was
so,
the Davis wedding in 97.
It's been a really long time.
On this exact date, at this exact time.
I was at a wedding, and this wedding planner kept asking me if I was going to cut the cake. Are you going to cut the cake? Yes. Yes, absolutely. I will always cut the cake. And she kept asking me and asking me. So I was like, oh, my God. I got all my stuff. I went out there to cut the cake. And then they were like, they haven't done the cake yet. And I had already cut some of the cake.
Oh.
And I mean, the pure panic. And I just wanted to cry in a ball. I felt so bad. But the bride and groom were super nice about it. They laughed. They thought it was hilarious. And they just turned it around, did their cake cutting, and then let me go back at it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well,
and I was like, oh, gosh.
So I love stories. You know, stories really, I don't know, stories sell. And
right?
I don't like to put that in the sales role, but stories. You know, we go to the movies, like we went to Titanic, and we knew the ending. You know, they could have come out and said, hey, big boat, lots of rich people. Everybody, boat sinks, almost everybody dies. But they play the story out, and, you know, they let it grow. And we love it. I love to hear wedding stories.
Yeah.
There's good ones out there.
Well, yeah. I'm sure there are, but nobody wants to hear those.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, so what's your favorite part, least favorite part then of what you're doing?
My favorite part is just being a part of the people's happiest moments.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I call myself a little succubus, and I need your good times to have a good time. And gosh, it's such a win-win situation. I feel like that's what keeps me moving in the business. And then, you know, cleaning up, I can get through the whole cleanup and still be great. It's once I get back to the shop.
Right.
to put it all up again that I'm like, oh, I don't like this at all.
So,
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
Right? The high of the event is gone. So it's like,
yeah, yeah, now it's cold and scratchy. And
it's too late for all of this.
Yeah. So what's been the most rewarding thing about your career? Was there one thing or one instance that really meant the most to you?
I mean, being able to use my business and give back has been the best thing for me. Finding out that I can fulfill that need of helping other people with my businesses has been the best of the best. I don't know, just being able to find what I like to do and being able to help other people while doing that has blown my mind.
Yeah.
You know,
what a blessing you have.
Yeah. I mean, I thank God every day. Thank you.
I think we should all do that.
Yes.
So what about outside of business? What's been one of your most rewarding experiences or recognitions or revelations?
Right.
Let's give us.
Aside from being on the podcast, of course.
Right. I mean, this is a big pivotal moment.
Obviously, game changer.
I would say doing foster care really, it pivoted my whole life, my whole perspective on everything. And it was so hard, but it was really rewarding. I learned a lot about myself. I learned, you know, you can do the hard stuff and it's going to be hard, but you figure it out.
Right.
You know, and I feel like that was probably the best thing apart from having the kids. And all I ever wanted was to be mom. And so finally getting that it's so rewarding to watch them grow and succeed in school. And you got your big brain from your mom. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, very well. Shannon Gherkin, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We're going to ask you for a nugget before we sign off. But I'm going to repeat your websites, GherkinCreatives.com. You can find Shannon there. You can find her at any of her websites, EventStaffingTulsa.com. And memorieswithlucille.com. And that is a old camper van turned into a photo booth. And I don't know what you got going on next weekend, but get about 20 of your buddies over and watch the Dallas Cowboys in the play. Get your buddies over. Was that funny?
Yeah, if I would have known you were going there, I've got the thing.
Oh, you would have deleted me. I snuck that one in. Sorry, went off script there for you. But wouldn't it be fun to get your friends together and have a photo booth?
Yeah,
at a wedding, at a, you know, at any kind of thing like that. I think
my mind was already turning about an idea. I'll have to email you or text you or something.
All right, Shannon Gherkin, we're looking for a business nugget for entrepreneurs out in the world. What say ye?
I would say just do it. Like Nike said, just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the idea, you've got the passion. What's holding you back?
Yeah.
You know, if you need to find someone to help you along the way, find them. Quit standing in your own way.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shannon Gherkin promoting Fire Aim Ready. Quit sitting around. You know, you've got these dreams. It is very unlikely that God gave you the ability to dream and not the ability to bring it to life. And remember this, God doesn't need to steer a parked car, however. And I've got some food waiting outside, but I'm not going to ask God to manifest that sandwich into my belly. Sometimes you've got to do the chewing on your own and let the results fall where they may. So, Mr. Kenneth, I think that's a wrap for us today.
All right.
And Shannon, thank you so much
for
being here. This was really great. And to our sponsors who invest their time and efforts with us, we appreciate you all. So for today, let's be nice to each other. It's the easiest thing you can do. And you don't do it to grow your business. You do it to grow your life and have a better life just by being nice to each other. You know, let's make good decisions for our family, for ourselves, for our business. And here's something you can do today. Today, for no apparent reason, how about you forgive somebody that absolutely does not deserve it? See, you have to understand forgiveness. It is not about them. It's not a gift you're giving them. Forgiveness is giving a gift to you. Forgiveness is about letting go of the past. Yeah, maybe they are at fault, but you have the responsibility to deal with that situation, and holding on to a grudge for a minute or a week or a year is not going to get anything better. So we've all been forgiven. We've all have received much grace that we don't deserve. Give that a shot. Let me know how it turns out. Remember, you can email us here at the Cashflow Show, cashflows@tulsabong.com, and we would sure love to hear from you. So with that, you know, this show is Cashflows, And I want you to remember something. This show is for every one of you. Thank you for being here.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.